AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A tentative ceasefire in the Iran war is staggering under the weight of Israel's bombardment of Beirut, Tehran's continued chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz, and uncertainty over whether talks expected on Saturday can find common ground. There's also disagreement over whether the ceasefire deal pauses fighting between Israel and Hezbollah. Questions also remain over what will happen to Iran's stockpile of enriched uranium, how and when normal traffic will resume through the strait, and what happens to Iran's ability to launch future missile attacks and support armed proxies in the region. The Department of Justice has indicated that former Attorney General Pam Bondi will not appear for a scheduled deposition next week before a House committee investigating how the government handled its investigations into Jeffrey Epstein. Courtney Williams, an Army veteran who worked for the Department of Defense at Fort Bragg, has been charged with violating the Espionage Act by sharing classified information about an elite commando unit with a journalist. An official says her actions put the country, members of the U.S. military, and the nation's allies at risk. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on the sentencing of a woman accused of providing Matthew Perry with the drugs that killed him.
Josephine Sanga has been sentenced to 15 years in prison after pleading guilty to illegally selling Friends actor Matthew Perry the ketamine that killed him in a 2023 overdose. She was referred to in court documents as the ketamine queen, with an elaborate drug operation catering to high-end clients. Perry had been using the drug through his regular doctor as a legal off-label treatment for depression. Prosecutors say Sanga sold him 25 vials of ketamine for $6,000 in cash 4 days before his death. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Chicago's most famous Southside baseball fan is getting his own commemorative holy hat. Correspondent Gethin Coolball has more.
The Chicago White Sox will pay tribute to one of their most famous fans by offering Pope-themed hats to some who purchased tickets for their game against the Cincinnati Reds on August 11th. A limited number of hats shaped like the Pope's mitre, with the team's sock logo in the middle, will be distributed. They will be available to fans in certain sections the White Sox referred to as pews. Pope Leo XIV is a Chicago native and longtime White Sox fan. He attended the 2005 World Series opener against Houston in Chicago. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
A study by the AP revealed Major League Baseball's average salary rose 3.4% on opening day to a record $5.34 million. More stories at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.